Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, this is your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, along with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Yes, our guest today will be none other than God. Yes, we will be hearing a message from God on today, and we'll be discussing the Holy Bible on today's topic. And as always, before we begin our show, let us bow our heads as our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, gives our opening prayer.
Lord, we continue to lift you up and magnify your holy name. Father, in spite of everything in the world today that we are facing and that we are universally aware of, we realize that you are still God. And Father, we thank you for Facing Your Fears radio talk show host and co-host. We thank you for all the listeners that chime in to support the show. God, we ask that this lesson today, as we discuss and talk, will encourage someone, uplift someone, take off a weight from someone, and inspire someone to be encouraged to press in spite of the issue, in spite of the challenge of life, to embrace the challenge as another opportunity for greatness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. We certainly thank our co-host for our opening prayer on today, and we are truly praying that everyone out there stays safe and they are doing what they are supposed to do in order to be safe during this time of this coronavirus that has hit our nation. And we certainly do pray for the nation on today. We pray for every city, every state, every town. And we pray that the Lord will move in a mighty way those that are laying on the bed of affliction and has been affected by the coronavirus or whatever that they're going through at this time. We pray that healing power upon their bodies. And we certainly pray for the Bridge family that have lost their loved ones through this terrible coronavirus and has affected our nation. We pray that the Lord will give them strength and that they will be encouraged and to look to the hills on today, which cometh their help. All of our help comes from God. And on today, we will be bringing some scriptures to you. We will be emphasizing on them and giving the listeners and ourselves as well hope for tomorrow. And in reference to being a child of God and what we can gain if we are under the protection of God. All right, listeners, remember, you can join in on this awesome conversation on today. All you got to do is just hit that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts or experience in reference to today's episode, Our topic for today will be, he's the light in the midst of darkness. Yes, he's light in the midst of darkness. And we will be discussing a lot about the light on today. We'll be coming, those of you who have your Bible and want to follow along with us, we will be coming from the book of, we'll be coming from several books and chapters and verses on today. But we will, some of them will be 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 8, and then John 1, chapter 1, verse 5, and then John, the 8th chapter, verses 12, and then we'll continue in John, chapter 12, verse 36, and then we will move over to Acts 26 and 18. Also, we will be talking from the book of Ephesians, coming from the 5th chapter of Ephesians, starting at the 6th verse and ending somewhere around the 10th verse. All right, we will begin today by letting our co-host open up with a scripture, and she's going to talk to us briefly on that before I come back and bring you what the Lord has given me to give to you on today, co-host.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. We just are so grateful for another opportunity this evening to be able to come to you in the height of life's challenges, in the height of all of these things that are going on, that some have people a little bit disturbed, some of it has people really literally afraid. And some have people asking questions, where do we go from here? And some say, I don't know what to do in this situation. But this evening we come together to share with you and to have this discussion to encourage you, to enlighten you, and to uplift you to know that he is light in the midst of darkness, because he is the light. He is the light of the whole world. He's not only the light, he is light, he is truth, and he is the way. And we know no matter what go on in the world, no matter what situation or circumstance arise in the world, none of it changes who God is. He's still, through his son Jesus Christ, he's still love, he's still strength, he's still peace. And though we know him as all those things, he's also a God of wrath. But today we want to encourage you with the words of knowing he is the light. No matter how dark it may appear, and no matter how dark it looks, when we look at what's going on in the world today, there's a lot of panic. There's a lot of panic in the world. Lives are consistently being lost. People are even going as far as to ask questions of what kind of God would allow such things. And we have to remember, even with questions like that that come up with people that don't clearly understand, we want to give clarity even in that, that he's still God. He don't send death, and he don't send sickness. He's not the God of death and sickness, but he will allow things to come upon us. And that in itself does not change who God is. So today we want to encourage you, in spite of all the things going on, continue to pray. Continue to trust God, even though it may be a situation where you don't feel you can even trace him. I come to let you know today that he's still God. He's still omnipotent. He's still omniscient. And he's still omnipresent. He still knows everything. He still sees everything. And he's still everywhere at the same time. He's a sovereign God, too wise to make a mistake. And he's too perfect to even err. And I want to share with you today a scripture. And we're using the scripture and hope that you would also, as the opportunity presents itself, that you would get in the queue, press the number one on your phone and get in the queue to also chime in with us and share your thoughts and share and ask questions. And if we're here tonight, and we can help you, we're going to make sure that we give you an answer that will be soothing, that will be helpful, that will be a now takeaway for you to apply to your life now, and it will be better when you leave this life than when you came on. That's our goal, that you be inspired, uplifted in the midst of everything we're going through. Remember, we're going through. We're not going to stop in the middle. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. We're going through. In spite of everything going on, we are believing that God is going to see us through. I want to share with you from the book of John and chapter number 35. It says, then Jesus said unto them, he said, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. If we take that example even in the natural of life today, you turn the light off and try to go somewhere in your house, or you walk outside and the earth is completely black, just imagine, where could you go? You can't go anywhere because you're in the dark. You can't see. You're capable of stumbling and falling. You're capable of tripping over something and hurting yourself. What this word is saying is that why a little while, why he may be found, seek him, why he may be found. To tell us to look for him, why that he may be found and walk while we have the light, must let us know there's a time that we won't have it. So there's a time when it's going to come, praise God, when all of this is going to be done, but it won't be over because we all one day have to stand and give an account for everything that we have done in this body. It says in verse 36, it says, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light, accepting him as personal Lord and Savior. The word of God says every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is one day going to confess that he's God. You're either going to do it now or you're going to do it later, but we will do it. He says, these things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. As we're in this week, a holy week, praise God, this week is a beautiful week of teaching, a week of really letting us see the greatest experience of love ever known to man. While he was on his way to that cross, not when we came out of our sin, but while we were yet in our sin, showing us no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ. He was teaching us what? On his way to that cross, using that colt, the little donkey, he was teaching us humility. He was teaching us what we have forgotten today, how to humble ourselves. He was teaching us what we have forgotten today, how to walk in the spirit of obedience. Israel suffered greatly because of disobedience. The world today is doing the same thing, suffering because of disobedience. It's not our way. It's got to be his way. There is no other way. Any other way will bring us to a place of suffering. It's better to obey. Praise God. The Bible tells us obedience is better than sacrifice. So we just want to encourage you today that he is the light. And I know some have lost jobs, some have lost family. We want you to know that we're not on the line null to what's going on or numb to it. We are very much aware and we are concerned. And Facing Your Fear Radio Talk Show wants to come to let you know that we are praying not just for our situation but the world. We are praying that the hand of God, which we know can stretch wide and can stretch far and can reach everywhere at the same time, will touch, heal, deliver, and set free. That he will not only bring us up during this time of coronavirus, but he'll bring us out because his name and his power is greater than the coronavirus. Evangelist Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you. All our co-hosts are saying to this week and today is all. Holy Thursday, and if we reflect back on Calvary, when they are about to crucify him, our minds should be reflected on today, and we should be reminded of how Jesus suffered before even putting him on the cross, how he suffered. And how they whipped him, they mocked him, they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And every stripe that he took, every hit they spit on, they done him all manner of evil. Everything that he went through was for us today. Okay, not for us to walk in darkness, was for us to be a light in this world. Because he died that he said, I come to save those which are lost. And so we was once lost in our sin. We were once blind. We were once walking in darkness. And with that being said, it'll bring me, let's go to the book of Ephesians, starting at the sixth verse there, where it says that, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath. See, you see this God's wrath. Keep that in mind. God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. You see, so much is going on in the world around us. People want to do what they want to do, want to change the law, God's law, what God has written for us to do, the commandment and the abomination that's against him. People have went in there and want to change things and do what they want to do and act as they want to act. But this is not, it's pleasing in the eyesight of God. God will not allow these things to keep continuing happening. So the question is why, where did this coronavirus come from? Why is the entire nation suffering from the coronavirus? Well, the entire nation is the weakest, and the entire nation is still disobedient to God. The entire nation is still doing the things that they want to do. The entire nation is yet not humble themselves before the Almighty God, because he said that every man will know my name, and everybody will call me by my name. Every knee must bow, and every tongue will confess that I am God, and I am the Lord of lords, and the Almighty God. And he said that in the word that you can run to the rocks, and there will be no hiding place. And then you run, you go to the lowest of the valley, you will find him there. There's nowhere you can escape this coronavirus. You see, let's just look around here and listen to the news, what they're saying. As many have been sick, many have died, many are in the hospital, and what they're reporting is many more to come. So where can we run but to the Lord? And if we don't have God in our lives, I think this is a time that I want to encourage everybody to get to know him, because God is talking, and we should be paying attention to what he is saying to us. Let us continue reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and I'm going to go to the seventh verse at this time. The eighth verse at this time, which tells us, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live, and I'm reading from the NIV version, live as children of light. And verse 9 says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And finally, 10 tells us that, and find out what pleases the Lord. It says, let us walk in the light. Let us learn about Jesus. Let us come out of darkness. Let us begin to walk in the light. We can prove what is acceptable to God, and we can do the things that's pleasing and acceptable to God. And remember on last week, so many times we mentioned about that he said, my people that are called by my name would only would just humble themselves, seek his face, and pray, and turn from your wicked ways. He said, then, Isaiah said, then we will hear from heaven, and God will heal the land. Well, listeners, until we do just what the word of God is telling us to do, we are going to continue. If it's not the coronavirus, it's going to be something else that comes. And we don't know what the next thing that's going to come out with. But we need to be ready now and get our house in order now. The coronavirus has scared a lot of people. Coronavirus has taken a lot of people out. I know here in the city of New Orleans is very bad down here. A lot of people are dead, and a lot of them are in the hospital. A lot of people are positive, and I'm sure, listeners, wherever you are hearing the same report. Well, I think it's about time that we all come together as children of God and begin to cry out to the Lord to have mercy on us. And Lord, because we live by God's grace. You live it on God's grace and mercy. How do we know? This very day, salvation came. Salvation came at the cross, and he died, and after his death came grace and mercy. So why can't we rely on God today? Why can't we cry out to the Lord? Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, heal our land. Listen, so much is going on around you, and then when you look at the numbers, you tell us so many here in the city of New Orleans, our governor reported that predominantly more black people are being attacked and dying from this coronavirus. So wake up and begin. The Bible said, "He that hath ears, let him hear." What the word God is telling us, and we can only hear through the word of God. Pick up the Bible and begin to read some of those scriptures, and God, the Holy Spirit, is going to direct you, and he's going to instruct you, and he's going to give informative information. And if you don't understand it, the Bible says he that needs wisdom, let him ask for it. Ask God. Say, Lord, I don't understand what I'm reading, and I don't understand what's going on around me, dear God, but I'm trusting in you, because you promised in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we are children. This is what our topic is about today. The light in the midst of darkness. You are that light in the midst of all of the darkness around you. You are that light that shines so bright. The word of God says it sits on a hill, and it cannot be hid. We are the salt of the earth. We are that light. Co-host.
Amen, amen. We are, amen. So beautiful, share it, praise God. And we just truly give God honor continuously and give God the praise as we share with you all during this time of sincere showing you what really comes upon the land. Now we're actually seeing, we've heard these things spoken of in the word of God, but now we're actually seeing. We're actually seeing that a world that walks in disobedience, and it's almost like, just to use a symbolic sample, where God is saying, do you see me? Do anybody hear me? He's allowing what I call an awakening. I'm awakening my people. I'm shaking my people. You paid attention to everything and everybody, and I've been counted out. I've been taken out of schools. I've been taken out of everything. But now that we have this, there's nowhere to go but to me. No one has a vaccine. I'm the vaccine. I'm the only hope. I'm your only help. I'm your strength right now. Turn to me. What he's doing is trying to get the people to turn to the ultimate source, and that's what he is. He is the source to our every resource. In John 12, the people were really puzzled by the statement of the Lord about being lifted up. They knew that he had who he had claimed to be, and that he was who he had claimed to be. In 35, when he said, when they knew that when the people asked Jesus who the Son of Man was, he spoke of himself again as the light. And he not just the light, but I'm the light of the world. So don't give up. Don't quit because it's dark. Press. I'm the same God. I won't leave you. A promise is a promise. He reminded them that the light would only be with them for what? A short while. He said they should come to the light. In other words, what he said, come to me now while you have a chance, while you have an opportunity. Somebody out here in the world today need to know that God is giving you another chance. He's giving you another chance. He's giving me another chance to what? Search ourselves.
find anything that's not right, Lord, take it out. Because we don't want that very thing to what? Hinder us. We all one day going to see Jesus. But I don't want to just see him. I want to hear him say, well done. That good and faithful servant. I want to hear him say, enter in. I don't want to hear the words, depart from me. I never knew you, worker of iniquity. I don't want to hear that. The word says, in other words, it's explaining to us in verse 12 and 35 that they should come to the light and not just come to the light, walk in the light, obey the light. What is the light? The light is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's who he is. He is his word. When you get this word in your life and get an understanding of who he is, don't just know it, but obey it. Many times people say, I know the word. I go to church. I just, but what are you applying to your life? To know is one thing, but to operate based on what you know is another one through application. To know to do right, to do wrong is one thing, but it's a whole another one. You say, listen, I don't just know right, I'm going to do right. Now change comes. Now the doors of blessings are open. Why? Because now I'm not just knowing it, I'm obeying it. There are blessings in obedience. The word of God lets us know if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That's a promise. He lets us know in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, he said, if my people, he's talking to the ones that are professing and confessing him, the ones that are saying, yes, I'm saved. I'm accepting him as my personal Lord and Savior. He's speaking to us. He said, if my people, there's a problem with his people, the church. If my people who are called by my name would humble, you've gotten too big. You've gotten so high. Come on, we got to get so low that not even the enemy can find us. In humility. How do I get that low? In humility. Things my flesh want me to say, I got enough control not to say it. Why? Because a lot of times the wound can be so deep until I'm sorry is not even enough to fix it. Except there's a process, and we don't know how long that process is. Your healing may take a week. Mine may take 3 months, 3 years. So today we want to encourage you in the midst of all of the things that are going on, grab hold to the light. The light of Jesus Christ is shining, and it's shining bright. This light darkness cannot comprehend. This light, if you ever notice, give you another natural example. When you're in a dark room and you walk in the house and you flick the light on, darkness vanish. It vanishes away. And this is what God does in our life when we allow him to come in. When we allow him to come in, when we yield to him, when we yield to the power of the word of God and we let him come in and we yield to him to allow him to come in and clean up what's messed up, the light comes on. And that dark stuff that we follow, we get on a new path, the path of light, the path of freedom from the penalty and the power of sin. He said, in that light, otherwise darkness will soon overtake them. And what would happen? They would stumble around in what? Ignorance. If you don't accept the light or come to the knowledge of the light, then you walk around in ignorance. What is ignorance? You just don't know. It's not a bad word. It's just a lack of knowledge. I don't know. There's some information that I don't know. And this scripture is letting us know why you have that opportunity right now in the midst of coronavirus, in the midst of all the deaths that you're seeing day by day. Yes, this is a difficult test. Believe me, this is a test where you have come in the room and you have literally got to be quiet. It's an urgent call for you to be quiet because there's an awakening. There's a horn of awakening, a trumpet of awakening that's blowing. Saying, rise up, wake up. Oh, Zion, what's the matter now? You done got lax in Zion. You won't pray no more. You got enough money to where you don't seek my face no more. I bless you with so many things that you don't even enter the house of prayer no more. So I've allowed some things to come. I've allowed a shaking to come to take place. To awaken you from your sleep, to remind you, I am God.
I am your source. Without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you are nothing. Without me, you're empty. Without me, there's vanity. So people, be encouraged today to stand. Gird up your loins through the power of prayer, through meditation, through fasting, through study of the word of God. Open communication in your prayer. Tell him what he already knows. He says, without faith, you can't even believe me. He let us know in the book of Luke, he said, I won't even allow a strand of hair on your head to be touched. That's an amazing, awesome, mighty God. I don't know exactly how many strands of hair that's on my head, and it's my head, but God knows. I do know a promise is a promise. He said he won't let one touch. So guess what I'm going to do? In spite of everything going around, everything in the world is telling me they're going to touch a screen on it. They're going to touch a screen. I said, no, God said they won't. And as difficult as it gets sometimes, but guess what? We're in this human body. We're in this human body. We're in the world. Not of the world, but yes, we'll deal with the challenges of this world. We are in a human body. And yes, we get frustrated. Yes, we go through. Yes, but God is here. He's with us. He said, get angry. Yes, some even get angry. He said, that's okay too. Just don't sin. Have enough of me and you to not let you sin. Have enough of me and you. Though you get frustrated, though you get a little angry, don't take it out on nobody else. Have enough of me and you. See, when all you got is you and you, then that's the enemy within. The battle is within you. Because truly, the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. So be encouraged. He is the light. And I don't matter how dark it may get, nothing is going to change the fact of the matter that he is the light. And he is not just a light right now in the midst of coronavirus when it's hard to see it. He's a light of the world. His name is so very powerful that when you put Jesus Christ of Nazareth on coronavirus, it has to bow, even though it may not look like it's bowing. It has to bow. So be encouraged to know that in spite of everything that's going on, I also want to say to those that are out in different states and throughout the world connected here today, I encourage you, if you are aware that somebody is going through, somebody is struggling, this is the hour to show love. He said, how can you say that you love me? You never saw my face and not love your brother and sister, not love that neighbor next door that you know struggling. She lost her job. He lost his job. You were already retired, already blessed with a decent income, but they lost their job. They don't have food. They're going back and forth to pantries. And come on, let God touch your heart. Why don't you step in and show some love? And you ain't got to say nothing about it. Real love don't boast. Real love do it, and they're done with it because it's from the heart. You see somebody that you can help, you may have $20. Take $5 and help them. That they can get to the next day, their stomach won't be hungry either. We have got to walk in what God expects us to do, and that's to love one another. This coronavirus touched the world. It left no one untouched. The rich, the poor, whatever your status, it touched everybody. We need one another. All need Jesus. It's about one thing, and that's the power of the medication of love. We love one another. We're going to come through this. It's no time to fight one another. It's time to love one another, lift one another up, encourage one another, pray with one another, pray for one another. And together, through the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. This week is so beautiful. Tomorrow, going into Good Friday. What's so good about it? My God, I could tell you all day and all night why Good Friday is just so good. Because he laid his life down. He gave it up. He showed them there is no greater love. If we said nothing else, there is no greater love than the love that Jesus Christ, he was the only one qualified to go to that cross. Nobody else, nevertheless. Because he was suffering for you and for me. But he said, nevertheless, this is what we got to get. Nevertheless, not what I want, not my will, but God's will be done. Evangelist.
All right, listeners. Remember, you too can join in on this conversation on today. We're discussing the topic today is walking. I'm sorry, the topic for today, I was trying to get something else to share with you, is he's the light in the midst of darkness. Yes, he's the light in the midst of darkness. And as our co-host was sharing that with you, I want to ask a question. What does it mean to walk in the light? What does it mean to walk in the light? Well, when I walk in the light, life becomes free and good. And my conscience is always good in me. So then how do I walk in the light? But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins, 1 John 1:7. The best explanation of the light is written in Psalms 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet.
Amen.
And a light to my path. What is the light again? I ask. God's word is the light. And
Amen.
To walk in the light is to bring my life into alignment with the word of God. That the word becomes my life. That nothing that I do is in conflict with the word of God. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And 1 John 1:5-6 states that. Darkness is sin. The light is truth. It shows me where there is still sin in my flesh. My job is to love the truth, to acknowledge that there is sin in my life that needs to be cleaned up. Then the word of God comes to me with the way that it should be, and I choose God's word over my own desires in the time of temptation. Then the word becomes light in me. Yes, listeners, the light shows me the truth. For example, maybe I heard that someone has been speaking badly about me. My immediate reaction is to be hurt, angry, and offended. But then the light may come and show me that it's actually my own pride and ego that are causing this reaction. Regardless of whether what they're saying about me is true or not, the truth is that my reaction comes from the sin in my flesh. The word comes to me, blessed those who curse you. And God resists the pride, but gives grace to the humble. Matthew 5:42 and in James 4:6 will give us the insight on that. Now the light has shown me what is still darkness in me, my pride, self-righteousness, honor seeking. If I were completely free from this, then nothing anyone say about me could affect me at all. I have a choice in the situation to love the light and choose God's word, or to continue in darkness, to choose God's word and to use it as a weapon against the sin I see, is to have the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse me from all of my sins. That means I acknowledge the truth. I hate the sin in my own flesh, and I deny it. This is simply an example, but when I love the light, it shows me what still needs cleaning up in my life, big or small. Without the light, I am in darkness, and I can't see what a big mess there is in my flesh. and how I need to be transformed, light as judgment. And when we step by step, enter into the light and are willing to be judged, we are transformed into Jesus' image. Love the light. Walk in the light of this mission. Many people prefer the darkness because that means nothing is required of them. And this is a condemnation that the light has come into the world. And man loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, and that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. And in that's in John the 3rd chapter, verses 19 through 21. What is the evil? It is a sin in my own life. You see, listen, what they're saying to us is that many people don't want to walk in the light. They want to continue in darkness. They want to continue doing what's pleasing to the flesh. They want to continue listening to the voices telling them, oh, it's all right. You can do this, and you don't have to worry about being condemned for it. But I come to tell you today that you will be condemned. God is tired of this wickedness. God is tired of this world doing what they want to do. God is tired of us making a mockery out of what he said should and shouldn't be in our lives. We should be able to look at the light and walk in the light as Jesus walked in the light when he walked on earth. This is what this show is about today. How we can be in this situation that we're in with the coronavirus all around us and next door to us and upstairs, downstairs, across the street, around the corner, on the next block, in the next state, in the next city, in the next town, wherever it is, you can't run. And where could we go? You cannot leave, I cannot leave New Orleans and go where co-host Pastor Doris Smith is in Florida because it's in Florida too. Pastor Doris Smith cannot leave Florida and go to Atlanta because it's in Atlanta too. Atlanta cannot leave and go to Mississippi and no other parts of the United States or outside of the United States because coronavirus is there too. So where it brings us? But to the cross. Where could I run but to the Lord? Who could I rely on today, Lord Jesus? Who could I tell my troubles to? And how could I not fear what around me? Because the word of God tells us that he's not the author of fear. When you know that God is in your life, then you know he's control, because nothing we can do about it. When it's written, it's going to be done. And it's that day. It's written for your time is up here on this earth. He don't need coronavirus to take you out. He don't need nothing but to say it's done. And it's time for Chapman or Pastor Doris Smith or any listeners listening on the call today. It's time for you to come. And God don't need to send no coronavirus. But the coronavirus is something that's showing us that he's angry with what's going on in the world of us. But we come today, co-host and I come today to bring you confidence, to bring you hope, to bring you joy, and to let you know that you don't have to fear what's around you today. All you have to do is humble yourself before the Almighty God and ask God to cover you with his precious Son, Jesus' blood, and to be reminded that he died for our sins. He died for every sin that we have already committed before, we committed today, and that we may commit tomorrow. The price has been paid way back on Calvary. Remember, this week is the Holy Week, where all of our sins, when Jesus was hung on the cross and he carried the sins of the world, and as he laid there, he died on the cross, and as he suffered And he said in his last saying, he said, now it is finished. He said, into thy hands I commit my spirit. So why don't we tell the Lord today that it is finished, the old things that I used to do and the places I used to go and the people who I used to dwell around and living in sin. It is finished today, Lord Jesus. I give my life to you. I want to walk in your light. I want to see what it is to step out of darkness and walk into your marvelous light. Oh, listeners, I'm truly happy and I'm over excited today. And I remember it's getting late in the show, and we do have a caller that has called in and wants to share a word with us on today. We're going to soon bring them on. And I just want to just tell you that I'm overjoyed today. I'm over happy today. And I want to talk about the love of the light, to walk in that light. As co-host just told us, many people, you know, don't want to give love. They still being selfish today. They know someone that may be in the need of something, and they're still holding on up to what they have, not knowing whether tomorrow they're going to be able to use it. But I encourage you today, if you know of a family or a friend that needs your help, why not, my pastor said to us last week, why not share what God has given us? If we have more than what we need, and if we don't even have enough, if we have just enough to get by and to share with somebody else, let us open up our hearts today and do what God, what Jesus would have done. You remember when he fed 5,000 with 2 loaves of bread and 5 little fishes. But still in all, he made it, everybody was able to eat and they were filled. As a matter of fact, there were some even left over after he finished feeding the 5,000. So we can take a little today and make it plenty. We can take whatever God has given us and we can divide among the people, the friends and family, and the people that lives in our community. If God has blessed you, why don't you step out today on faith? Step out and show love. Step in the light. Come out of darkness. And oh, when you get to that other side and you begin to look back at all the evilness, look back at the sins that was in your life, look back and see how messed up you were before God stepped in and fixed you up, and you begin to walk in the light, the beautiful light. You come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. And when you got there, you said, Lord, just shine all around me by day and by night, because Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word on today. Co-host, before I bring you back, let us go to our caller and hear what they have to share with us on today. And I'll be back with you. And I promise you I'm going to give you enough time to finish sharing with the listeners on today what God has given you to share with us. God bless you. Okay, we're going to go to the number calling from, code 305, and your last 4 digits are 8557. 8557, error code 305. You are on the air. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I just want to say thank you to the host and the co-host for allowing God to use you this evening. It was such a blessing to hear this word, and it was such an on-time word, and it was, another word of confirmation, because being in this world of law enforcement and being out at this time, you see how people are not being obedient at all. They're not being obedient in the physical. And it's obvious that they're not being obedient in the spiritual neither, because they will know that the word says we must use wisdom. We must use wisdom and we must adhere to the laws of the word. And as you adhere to the laws of the word, you're going to be smart enough to adhere to the laws in this physical world as well. So I am just so grateful for you all, and I just thank you so much. And I'm praying for everyone all over the world that God continue to everywhere they may go.
God bless you, Carla. God bless you. Co-host, I believe there's someone that's connected with you. If you want to share a word with her before she leaves out the studio, you can do so at this time. And remember, we get ready in the show. You only have about 10 more minutes left, and we do want you to finish sharing with the listeners on today, co-host.
Yes, yes, that's so true. As we're praying, lifting up our medical teams that are working so diligently, the nurses, the doctors, they're working so diligently until they themselves are literally becoming ill as a result of this coronavirus. And some of them, too, have lost their lives. And as she was saying, the police officers, the law enforcement, that she's seeing how people just will not obey. They hear what is being spoken, but they won't obey. But then when something happens, then you got everything to say. You got to obey. If the people say go in the house and stay in the house, stay in the house. If they say come out, and when you come out, put your face gear on or put your mask on, put your mask on. It's not just because they want to be in control. They're trying to help you. They're trying the best they know how to help you save your life, to help you live and not die. But when you walk in obedience, obedience works against you. It doesn't work for you. They got law enforcement out there. Like she was saying, she's a part of law enforcement, a very amazing, awesome young woman that I tell you, I just bless the name of the Lord for in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she's out there helping them and working with them, and yet they don't want to obey. So even as the word of God is saying, obedience is a must. You have to obey. It's good for you to walk in wisdom. Obedience is walking in wisdom. Wisdom says, listen, do what is told to you to do because it's in your best interest. It's to help you, not to hurt you. It's the best we know to try to protect you and to protect others. So this is what we're speaking about today, that he is the light. And he is the light, praise God, of the world. That light is so beautifully explained. And one of the backup scriptures I had was 119 and 105. And Evangelist has so beautifully gone over it. It just lets us know through this light we're free. Through this light we're free from that penalty. Sin brings a penalty. And there's a power that's levied against you through that sin. And it lets us know that the wages of sin is death. Nothing lives through sin. It dies because God does not, he does not reward sin. He does not reward wickedness. He does not reward, he doesn't reward evil. He doesn't reward those things. And he let us know, praise God, in his word, when he speaks about, this word is a guide to us. That lamp, that word is a guide. It's a guide. You want to know how to live holy? The word will teach you. You want to know what God expects of you? The word of God will teach you. You want to know what it takes to come out of the old and come into the new? The word will teach you through acceptance of Christ. Let him be that light. It's a guide that's positively showing you the right way to go. That lamp that's unto your foot, this word right here, Genesis to Revelation, it's a lamp. When your feet decide to walk in the wrong way, this lamp lets you know, that ain't the way to go. And it puts you back on that narrow. That narrow is not an easy road to walk because you're shedding off things. You're taking you off. You're getting less and less of you, which is what you want, and more of Christ. This is holy determination to obey the Holy Scriptures. This is for the glory of God. When you accept the light of the world and you walk in that light, that's to the glory of God. Not only to the glory of God, but it blesses the lives of others that could see the light of Jesus Christ in your life. Then you can take that light and share it with someone else. Help them come out of the light. Be a witness for the light. Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you. Listeners, you still have a little time left in the show if you care to call in and share with us or just want to just join in the conversation. On today, we're discussing about he's the light in the midst of darkness. All this darkness that's going on, that's all around us, God is still in control, and this too shall pass. Oh, we have another caller. We're going to bring that caller in. They're calling from error code 786. 6, last 4 digits of that number is 5094. Hello, caller. You're in the studio. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Evangelist Chapman and Doris Smith. I'm calling from Miami. I just want to say I just love this time. And, I mean, even through all of this, I just love it because, I mean, like you said, the light. I mean, I just thank God I know who the light is now. I just thank God that, you know, even through this, I could still praise him and still, you know, smile and walk in his marvelous light because, I mean, without him, like you say, we're all in darkness. And, I mean, and I don't want to live in darkness. And when things come about or he allow things to come over the world, we don't even know how to even follow common sense because we walk in so much in darkness. But I just want to say thank you, you know, for your radio, your station, and being able to join in because, I mean, sit down and watch the news, and it sometimes overwhelms you because we're human. But when you know who the light is, it also brings you right on out with a smile and a praise for everybody because you know God is all you need, and he's going to heal this land because he know that his people are willing to praise him, worship him, and lift him up and keep him on high. Even through these hard times, we still know who the light of the land is. And I just want to say, you all just keep doing it and keep being blessed. And I just continue to pray that God heals this land.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we want to thank our callers for calling in on today. And we only have a couple minutes left in the show. And we just want to define that falling in darkness is bad. You know, if you walk in your bedroom, you walk in the dark and you might know where you're going, you wind up hitting your foot against something, you wind up falling. I know people wind up breaking their legs and all manner of evil happens to you when you walk somewhere in darkness. You know, just put your hand on the eye or close your eyes and try walking out your house and try walking somewhere with your eyes closed and you're in darkness and see how far you're going to get before you stumble and fall. That's what we're saying. Our eyes are open, and yet some of us are still walking in darkness, stumbling. Can't find our way. Can't find answers to our problems, but as the show comes to an end on today, we want you to remember that God loves you. Jesus died for you. Remember this holy week as we come to, as Sunday approaches us when when he rose from the grave and he declared that he had all powers in his hands. Remember that power that he holds. He has the power to let this coronavirus just go where it came from or just wipe it off the face of the earth. He has that power. We hear the doctors in the hospital are saying they may have to make decisions who live and who die. Well, I tell you today, I don't want the doctor to make a decision about whether I should live or die. My life is in God's hands. He has the day, the hour, and the minute already written down. And with that being said, before I close out the show on today, I want to let you know next week's topic. Tune in next week as we're going to be continuing the Word of God until this coronavirus has ceased. And we may be bringing in a guest or two from time to time. But mostly we're going to be hearing from God. And our next week's topic for next week will be the place that he has prepared. Or the place. You see, there's a place already prepared for you. If you're walking in the light, if you're doing what's pleasing, acceptable to God, God has already prepared a place for you. And we want to discuss that place on next week. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to our co-host for our closing prayer. But before I close, I want to give you some information how to contact Faith and Your Fears. You can contact us by contact me by emailing me at Norma, all lowercase letters, _Chapman@yahoo.com. Visit the Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, or my Facebook page. Co-host, close out the prayer and give a short some information on how they can contact you, my dear. And that will be
Amen.
The end of the show for
I just
today.
Want to let you know, okay, quickly, you can reach me by Facebook, Doris Smith,
You can also reach me by the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. It's every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. On that same line, we do noonday prayer every Wednesday. We're going to pray until we pray through. We're not going to let coronavirus stop us from praying and trusting in God. He will bring us through. One, the number to dial in would be 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569 and the pound. 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569 and the pound. Evangelist, you want to get
all
our information?
I'll hold your prayer at this time.
Okay.
We will receive our closing prayer. We're 1 minute late already.
Okay. Father, we thank you and we praise you. God, we lift you up and magnify your name tonight because you are so worthy. We thank you for every caller. We thank you for the host of this amazing, awesome Facing Your Fear radio talk show, where her heart is to reach the people in a powerful and positive way that change may be brought to their lives. God, we ask that you will continue to give her visions and continue to give her creative abilities to touch the world. We thank you and we praise you as you touch each and every person on this line, Lord. Let them feel your power and experience your presence. In this holy week, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Listen, now, say to you, this is the end of the Facing the Fears episode for today. Stay safe. Walk in the light by now.